Welcome back to Rent Money Confessions. My co-host, Solo, your host, Shaylin.
Am I wearing the same outfit? Yes, I am. It's fine. Okay.
Let's get into it.
I'm sure you
okay. Today's episode. Woo, I feel like this can be relatable to anybody in this era. Identity without applause. So much of who we are and what we think is shaped by reaction. Applause, numbers, momentum, validation. But what happens when it's quiet? When nobody's clapping for you, when the algorithm moves on and you're not so much viral for when you were a month ago, or maybe vice versa. But when the algorithm moves on or accepts you, and when the room empties and nobody's clapping, or maybe you did something that day that nobody saw and is there to clap for. But who you are when none of that is there, is it the same as when, like, the thing that keeps you going and your identity, the fine line between having to be your own cheerleader for days that are really hard to be your own cheerleader and you want somebody to be like, good job. Because I know I am fully at fault for sometimes when, or I don't give myself enough of applause, and or like a post that I post that I'm like, it didn't get that many views, or it didn't like, and so it stops me from being excited to post something else, or a song that didn't stream as well as I wanted. Anything that we post online, it's a curse and a blessing, and it's become a validation thing of like needing to keep us, like keep our momentum and drive going. And I think some days, myself included, more days than most, there was a season where once you get a taste of like more likes than usual, more views, whatever, it is like a dopamine thing that like you start to get used to. And then there comes a day or seasons where it will plateau for a little bit. What is your identity? Who is your identity in those seasons of plateauing? And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think all of us can relate to this as far as social media is amazing. It is so many ways to connect with people or get feedback from people, but it has also become the reason why people maybe stop chasing, or like they stop continuing to go after what they really wanted to do because there's nobody's looking, or no, they're not getting views, or like whatever that is. I feel like it has become a main factor of why people don't start, or they're scared to start, or they don't continue on. And just finding your identity and your drive to keep going, even if there is no applause for that day or that time in your life. Because I think we've become like instant validation and instant gratification, and that it also affects our worth and how we feel about ourselves on a daily basis. If we thought this is an awesome thing or post today, and then it's like nobody sees it and you're like, I am nobody. And I struggle with that a lot. Granted, looking back, like all of my years of posting my pop music, it was like, I'd watch everybody else go viral, and I just had this, I didn't know at the time, because I had never known anything else, like the views I'd get were nothing. Nobody really, like, I would get some, but most days I'm like looking at other people's views and I'm like, okay, well, this virality thing, it hasn't happened yet, because I think most of these views are my parents probably. Granted, there are some OG people that, and I love you, because they would always comment or always pep me up. And I'm like, that meant more to me than you'll ever know. So thank you if you're one of those. But I always couldn't understand why I wasn't growing. And it never fully knocked me off the course of like chasing it. But it also definitely had an effect on who I'd show up as each day. Like one day I'd be confident. And then a post, which is crazy to think about, but something I posted altered how I thought about myself or if I should keep going the next day. And like your confidence and who you are as a person, all because of this phone. When pre this phone, you showed up and you kept going, whether or not like there was no posting. And what a crazy time to think about that. But the phone, it's like our identity has, I know people look at Spotify streams and it's like, should I work with them because they have this amount of streams? They're like, nah. And you don't know if that person's so good and they just haven't been found out by the world yet. And you pass on a session with them or like a producer that hasn't had crazy hits when you look up their discography, but you decide like, meh, or a writer like, and I'm just putting this in my industry, but just because of this external, like what you can look up about the person and what your view is of them, or take it in what your view is of yourself. And it's like, I think that this has become something that is great, but it's also really not great as far as we get really caught up. And I think every person is a victim of that. And I know that more days than not, I'm looking and being like, I'm nobody compared to so-and-so who popped off or who's getting tours or X, Y, and Z. And their social media is popping and like, why am I not? And it puts something on you that maybe we've never were supposed to feel as people. So who is the identity in the seasons where there is no applause, where there is no views? And that is what we're going to talk about today. So why our identity gets tangled is that I think that we tie our time worth to productivity or success. You can't do it. It is like RIP to you as a human, because I think there's a healthy balance that is so hard to find as a everyday human looking at a phone. Like you tie your worth and your value to views, you tie it to streams, and it's like, or whoever's doing whatever in their life, like in chasing, we tie this thing to social media that, or whatever that is, our identity in general. Like, am I the same girl that shows up online every day? No, I try to be similar. And this podcast, what you see is what you're getting on everyday life, like a little less chaotic for the sake of both parties, me and you. But I am chaotic. And this is why I wanted to do this outlet, is because you get to see the real me. You get to see my real thoughts. And it's not curated to 30-second clips. And I think that that is really important. To see the real authentic version of what my brain is thinking every day. And that is why I wanted to do something like this. But is this getting crazy views right out the gate? No. Does that mean I should stop? No. Because I guarantee you, every person that started a podcast or wrote a book, like nobody probably read it or watched it. And then like you look back and one person turns into 100. And the 100 people, you have to make sure you recognize that last year you were praying that 100 people saw it. Then we want 1,000. One is like the fine line of like walking between. Don't forget the little milestones of like, why did I forget that 100 people was really important last year? Like, please, 100 people see this first one. Please, 1,000 people, you get to 2,000, 3,000. Like, there was a day that I was so excited if I broke 1,000,000 streams. Like, I thought I'd made it. Now looking at a song that, like, there's a song of mine that, what if I don't? That I have, like, imposter syndrome to where I look at the streams on that song and I'm like, that's not me. That's not my song. Because that did something that I still can't even, like, grasp that concept of how many people heard it or streamed it. Because I never even... You think about those numbers, but you're like, that'll never happen. And then it happens. And then it's like, there is a really bad side of like anybody that I think just being a person in general is like, okay, but now I want more. or what's, and I couldn't have even dreamed of that number. Like, I was stoked at a million, let alone the number it's at now. I'm like, that, what? But in my brain, it's natural to think, but more, because then I'll be here and then I'll be there. And it's like, what, who are you in the times of like, wake up and realize, like, I prayed for that number. I didn't even think that number was fathomable. Why was I glitching? I can speak English, I swear. Not well, but I can. Social media, same thing. I could not go past a certain amount of followers. And then one day I was like, that is that my page? And then it was, I instantly thought, more. What's next? That's not enough. And my identity gets blurred. But all this to say, the identity of who you are has to remain, even in the seasons that it feels like no one cares. Because let me tell you, every day I struggle with this little algorithm that there was a season where all of a sudden I was like, this is virality. And the dopamine you get is sick. Like, it's sick in the sense of like, that shouldn't be normal. Like, it's like this high that you're like, wow. I'm like, this many people today, what's tomorrow? And then like, it, once the algorithm favors you, it like continues to favor you up until there's a day it does not. Ooh, it hurts. Like, you're like, oh, nobody cares about me. But the, if I let that be my driving reason of why I continued onward or not, I would have stopped a long time ago. And I want to remind everybody that you cannot tie your identity to these apps. You just can't. What if that app tomorrow goes away? Who are you? Are you the same person that you showed up online as? Are you as important to others and yourself? Are you as cool as you think you are just because numbers? Like, I often think about that. And I did experience it on Vine, the one app that I was popping, if I do say so myself. I had more followers than I have on any platform right now off of 6-second mashups covers. It was wild. If you don't know what Vine is, then I feel old. But Vine, you had 6-second clips that you had to make, like the loops or what they were called. I was popping. And then one day I wake up and Vine is literally deleted off the face of the planet. And I'm like, oh, back to zero again. On now I have to go and make all these other apps work. And like, I was back to being nobody. And I wasn't like, I couldn't give people my Vine when they asked for what my social media handle was like. And they look at your followers and all of a sudden you're put in a bracket of like, oh, this is somebody worth my time. Like, it's your business card. It's your exchange of currency, basically, on your career. And it's awesome. But it's also like, there are people I've met or know that I can't wait for the day that the world figures it out, because they're so talented. And the numbers online don't show it yet, but they will. And I know that those people probably feel frustrated every day. I know that there are songs that I've believed in till the day I die, I believe in them. But the consumer thought otherwise. And that doesn't mean 5 years from now it can't get caught in an algorithm that it explodes. So your identity is key to drive you and keep you going, and do not get those tied up together and why you shouldn't keep going. So that's point one that I wanted to make. So I didn't realize how much of my own identity that I, not ever before, but in this season when anybody heard, like, the numbers were more than I'd ever thought, because I'd only known nothing for so long, that I was like, oh my gosh. And then I naturally just got caught up in like, that's my worth. That's why I should continue, or like, people care or they don't. Like, I had to come to a realization when the algorithm stopped accepting me, like, mid last year, and I wasn't the hottest thing on, like, and I wasn't the hottest thing ever, but I was more than I'd ever known. So then I got tied to like the day that it wasn't as high of views or streams. I was like, oh my gosh, nobody wants me anymore. Do you think that freaking Michael Jackson, the Beatles, Einstein, do you think that they would look at a video and think, I can't keep going, nobody wants to know what I have to say because the numbers don't? Like, that's so stupid. Do you think that we would have had iconic genre bending and what we still reference 20, 30 years later, because they made something monumental that will last for a lifetime. You have to think longevity wise, like, what am I going to make that generations to come will reference because I made something that lasted lifetimes. And that's how I like to think of as songs. Like, maybe right now this isn't going to pop off, but I know in 20 years it'll be referenced in a room because it was different and iconic and the world didn't know that it was needed until you gave it to them. So I want to remind you, do not tie your identity to these freaking phones because, oh, I get worked up over it. Anyways, what no one does prepare you for, because you're all going to have your moment in the sun and it's going to be awesome. Just you wait. I can't wait for you. But you're going to have your moment. It's going to come. In life, your moment always will come. If you're pushing and pushing and pushing, there will be a day that you pop off. Love that journey for me. I love a double pack day. I'm stocked up today, guys. Like I said, kids, don't do it. Stupid habit. Anyways, so there will be a day where you get the views, you get whatever. And what no one prepares you for, I don't think, is the pause, the plateau, the quiet season that comes inevitably after or like during. Like, it's going to go like this. But that means that if it's going like this, you're growing like this. And you want, I think that it's awesome when people skyrocket and you've like, the average person thinks like, oh, it went from here to here overnight. It does not. The overnight successes are not overnight successes. Anybody that's building a business that Uber, I guarantee you none of us knew about Uber. And then all of a sudden we all knew about it. I'm sure that Uber, DoorDash, whatever those apps, like they, no one knew. And then everybody knew. And it's like this overnight thing that people think happens and it's not, because those people were steadily going like this. So you have to remember that it's going to look like the average person is going to watch from the outside in, knowing, not knowing that it was like that. And it's just going to look like they skyrocketed. And you have to know, like, this is better because you're moving. You're going like this. You're not going backwards. So keep in mind, plateaus are going to come. But it's what you do in those plateaus. It's not rejection. It's not punishment. You're not being punished. If you're waiting and it was like, I'm in a season right now where it was my life flipped upside down overnight and I woke up and it was like, oh my gosh, and I'm doing things that I never thought I'd do. And it felt like that. 12 years in LA, I forget nobody, nothing was happening. And then overnight it felt like that and it was going and going. And then there, I hit this season where it's like plateaued a little and I had a real identity self-to-self moment where I was like, oh, okay, it was just that moment. That was it for me. And I guess I got lucky and now nobody cares. Like, I had that real self question at one point where I was like, maybe I was just supposed to experience a glimpse of it and I got it. And now I have to, maybe that was it. That's so silly. That's so silly. And I want to remind you that it's inevitably going to happen. Everybody has this moment, no matter what you're doing in life. But you can't tie your identity to that. You can't, when there's no applause, no gratification, validation, you're supposed to keep going. Everybody has plateaus. And that's something I struggle with every day to remind myself. But it's okay if there's no applause. You have to applaud yourself. You got up. You got up today and you have to remember that some people didn't or some people don't want to and they chose to stay in bed. Like, you have to get up and be your own applause for the day. You cannot let numbers determine whether or not you keep going. Screw that. I have much stronger feelings. I would rather say, like, F that. But it's something that we all struggle with in this day and age. And I'm here to remind you that your identity has nothing to do with those. And your end purpose is, you might never get the views, but you build something that's massively successful that isn't like an online thing. Like, who cares? Like, maybe your industry is not built on this. Like, I don't know. I just am saying this as a personal, what my life has to do with and my currency that I'm like, here's my business card, basically, when I give somebody my Instagram handle. And I'm like, please like me if I have enough numbers. That's silly. But anyways, coming home to yourself, off stage for me. And knowing that, like, okay, I was Shailen over there, and I'm like, for a high that I can't get anywhere else in this lifetime, that is like the coolest thing, to be on a stage and people loving and singing back your songs. And then you go back to a hotel room and I'm like, oh, I got to flip my brain again. Like, it's a little bit scary. It's a little bit like, how do I do this? And I have to remember that they're all the same girl. And like, yeah, I feel really cool up there, but I'm also just as cool over here when nobody's watching. And I have to show up as that person just like I'd show up as that person. So continue to show up as that same person, whether you have the applause or not. Redefining success over and over and over and over. I want you to, I don't want to chase a dream, and I don't want my version of my dream anymore. I've had to readjust that in my life. I don't want the dream to cost me. I don't want to have to change an entirely different core or belief or how I show up for this dream. I have to adjust the dream for me. And I think that showing up authentically as myself in scenarios of if I'm walking into a meeting or if I'm walking into whatever, if they don't like me and they don't choose me or whatever, okay, that wasn't supposed to be my path. And there's going to be a time where you learn after looking back, like you're going to be like, I adjusted myself for the dream today. Maybe that's not something my morals I would have chosen to do. Don't adjust those for anybody, anything, any dream. Like, continue to be yourself and show up as a good person, as a kind person, because the world is going to want you to do things that you probably wouldn't choose to do. Or maybe you would, and that's okay too. But I adjusted myself for the dream too many times. And then there came a day where I was like, nah, if you want me, take me like this. And if not, you weren't meant for me. So don't adjust yourself to your social media, because who are you if that went away? Ask yourself that question. Because I've met people that have massive followings and they appear one way online and then they're kind of shitty in person. So we love them still. We pray for them. So I think that is what I have to say in this episode. Hopefully it made sense as far as like I said, I ADHD ramble, but that's my thought on my overall identity without applause. Cause these are all questions that I take in my everyday life that I want to give to you that I've thought about in the last couple years. And that is a big, big one. It's like, who am I when nobody's around? And what keeps me going when there is nobody to cheer me on? And God, thankfully, he's my biggest cheerleader, because some days he's like, we're in the wilderness season, 40 days. It's rough out here. Nobody. But lean on me. And that's my biggest thing in life, is like I lean on the big guy, because who am I? I'm like, I'm a little speck on this planet that I'm just like, if I think some days I'm like, I didn't post today, and I have to remind myself, do you think anybody notices? No. Stop thinking I'm that important. It's crazy. Now, there might be, like, Peggy Sue might notice. I'm like, biggest fan. Okay. So before we go, we have our rent money reflections. It's not a highlight. It's not advice, but it's the thing that you did, risked, or gave up when you didn't know if the dream was going to cover the rent. I risked my rent there was a season where like I was in between record deals, and I risked it to pay for production on a song, artwork, and it was either rent or that. And funny enough, I was at zero in my bank account, and I was like, but this song has to come out right now. It has to be like in the world at that timeline, even though I could not afford to do both. Because if you don't know, putting out a song in general is not free for artists. Well, most of the time, sometimes it is. But all of that I risked. And like 2 days before, I had my first royalty off of a song I wrote for somebody else hit my account. That was exactly my rent. And I was like, that shouldn't have happened. And I'm not saying it happened like that every time, but I believe that the song had to come out. And so I risked it. And the good Lord gave me exactly my rent in a royalty check that I had never made anything on royalties for the first time. So that is something I risked, and I wouldn't recommend it. But
I'm like, here we go. And that is what I have for you today.
Thank you again for coming to my podcast. Absolutely unhinged, but trying to keep it a little bit in the hinged.
Anyways, Godspeed out there. Your host, Shaylin.